Shalom, everyone. I'm doing a mic test before we begin our meditation class this evening. I hope that the sound is coming over good. Thanks God for good sound. And thanks God for this meditation class. Thanks God for the opportunity to be here to share this universal mantra live meditation class. The universal mantra is given to us by Maitreya. It is the highest mantra in the world today. Hari Om Shri Hung, Om Nam Kevalam. Sanskrit words which mean the goal of the life is to become divine. That divinity God is everything. Let us take a moment to still our minds and be in oneness with God. Thanks God for this stillness, this oneness, as we come together and bring our energies together to have communion with you tonight. What is meditation? In the simplest terms, meditation means to calm the mind, direct its attention from the external world to the spiritual world, to the inner world. It's the process of directing all our attention from going outward to going inward. And in that calm or that quiet mind, the emotions are still, and there is no turbulence of the mind. Then the soul becomes a reflection of the truth. Like a still lake, which reflects the objects in the sky, so the self will reflect its oneness with the self, the universe. The Bible tells us, be still and know that I am God. To pray is to talk to God. To meditate is to listen to Him. So why do we offer this meditation course? It's not to convert anyone, but it is to give the message that we have been commissioned to give to humanity. Accepting the message or not is up to you and God. So we wish to share a wonder, a natural gift of God. Everyone meditates. It is a natural gift of God. However, not everyone has enough control over their mind to use meditation to produce that calm mind that we all desire. We can use the example of harnessing steam, like boiling water and letting the steam go into the room. You may have a little extra moisture in the air. But when you control or harness that same steam, you can use it to run engines and so many other things. So let us see how we can begin to be in control of our minds by lifting and redirecting our thoughts through proper meditation. Of course, our mantra, Hari Om Shri Hung, Om Nam Kevalam, is the highest mantra in the world today because it has been given to us by Maitreya. But some people may ask, why we use a mantra to meditate? We use the mantra because it is an empowered word or group of words which are used to evoke our latent spiritual forces. So the power of mantras is in their ability to stimulate and awaken different levels of spirit and bring understanding of that level to the soul. So the proper use of the universal mantra can bring about enough control over the mind to produce that calm mind that we all desire. The purpose of this class is to experience mantra meditation and the process of meditation as given to us by Maitreya. So let us look at these Sanskrit words, Hari Om Shri Hung Om Nam Kevalam. The goal of the life is to become divine. That divinity, God, is everything. So in our meditation, we ideate their meaning. We contemplate the meaning of this mantra for a moment. And we realize that it is the goal of life. So let us experience how involving the physical body can further calm our mind by sitting with your back straight and tall. And lift your neck and head away from your shoulders. Pillows can be used to lift the spine, but do not sit on the pillow, but rather position them just at the edge of the base of the spine to lift the spine. And the breath is from the diaphragm, bringing your attention to your breathing. You breathe in through your nose, filling your lungs from the bottom with air. Your stomach area will expand first. You can put your hand on your stomach to feel it raise, then your middle, and finally you will notice your shoulders will rise a little bit. Pause and recognize the stillness. Notice the energy released from the bottom of your stomach upward, and then breathe out now, allowing your stomach to contract as you let the air out, the reverse of breathing in. And then you pause and recognize that stillness. So you can notice how the energy is released from the bottom of your stomach, it races to your head, your higher chakras. And what does it say in Psalms 45:10 in the Bible? Be still and know that I am God. And then you relax, release any tension in your body, and continue to practice breathing this way. And with each breath, feel yourself relax more and more deeply. With your eyes closed, closing your eyes and continue breathing rhythmically from your diaphragm, breathing in, pausing and breathing out, and pausing. Because the eyes are the most powerful sense, our eyes see and our hearts desire, that when we close our eyes, we are closing a very powerful sense, and we are not letting that energy go out from our eyes. So by closing our sense of sight, we also become more familiar with other senses in our bodies. Hari Om Shri Hung. Pause. Om Nam Kevalam. Pause. When our senses are allowed to be wild, we have to control. We have no control over them, and so they are taking us in different directions. The senses are in control. The senses are the reality of our lives. And that is when the senses pull us toward the external world. So as we practice our universal mantra, we breathe in and repeat the first part of the mantra, Hari Om Shri Hung, and we pause and recognize that stillness, recognize that energy released, and we breathe out Om Nam Kevalam, and again pause and recognize that stillness as you pause, and the energy released at this stillness, and how it rushes to the mind, the higher chakras. We think the goal of the life is to become divine. We pause and recognize that divinity, God, is everything. And if your mind starts to wander in your meditation, we gently bring it back to the rhythm of the breath and the Hajj mantra. So now we're going to do the meditation process. Sit comfortably with your back and neck straight and your body in a relaxed position, closing your eyes and again relaxing your body, releasing any tension or any tense feelings, and just be completely relaxed. Now imagine that your consciousness self is expanding outward. It fills the whole room. Remember where each object is located in the room. Then expand yourself to fill the whole house or the room that you are in. Expand yourself to remember each room in the house and whatever you can remember about the place that you are in. Then expand yourself to fill the whole city. And try to remember as much as you can where each road is. Then expand yourself to fill the state, the province, the county, the whole country, the continent, all the continents, and the whole earth. In each step, try to visualize the shape of the vision, the relevance of the part you are expanding from to other parts. And now that you have filled the whole earth, visualize gently leaving your body, and you are sitting on the topmost part of the earth. The earth is below you. Visualize peace on earth and goodwill to all men. Send good thoughts and visualize they penetrate each individual and the earth. You are a channel for God's will. Say in your mind, His kingdom come. His will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Imagine now that you are leaving the earth and you are going toward outer space. You pass the moon, the planets in our solar system, the stars, and you go beyond our solar system. You pass our galaxy and the other galaxies, and you are going toward the center of the universe. You pass the stars faster and faster until you reach that center of the universe. You slow down and most humbly enter into the center of the universe, a brilliant, misty, blue light, the most relaxing, loving, healing energy ever encountered. Most humbly enter this brilliant blue light. Sit in it and let it enter your body through your toes. As it enters your toes become so relaxed that you feel you have no toes. It enters your feet the same. They become most relaxed. Then your ankles, your calves, your knees, your thighs. This light continues to fill you and it enters your first chakra, purifying and opening. It enters your second, your third, your fourth, and your fifth chakras. As it enters each of these chakras, it purifies and opens them. And this light continues purifying and enters your sixth chakra. And now, gaze at the sixth chakra between your eyebrows. Now the blue light is the most brilliant white. Keep your back and neck straight. And now breathe in deeply and listen to the first part of your mantra, Hari Om Shri Hang. Realize that stillness, the moment between breathing in and breathing out, and then breathe out the second part of your mantra, Om Nam Kevalam. And recognize that stillness between breathing out and breathing in. Breathing with the rhythm of your mantra. Continue this process until there is no thought left but the rhythm of your mantra and your mind is still. Be still and know that I am God. If anything internal is disturbing your meditation, any thought or desire, just gently bring your mind back to the rhythm of your meditation, your mantra, the breath, that stillness between breathing and let go of disturbances. Many things will try to prevent you to gain control over your mind. Be sincere and diligent in your meditation, but relax. And now we'll meditate together in silence for another 5 minutes and then reverse the process. And now, when done meditating, we reverse the process. Close your chakras by letting the purifying light stay with you within your purified chakras. Keep the light and love that entered you. God will remain with you. And now gently come out of the blue light with utmost respect, facing the light. Return from the center of the universe, past the stars, the galaxies, our galaxy, and return to our solar system, past the planets, the moon, and come and sit on top of the earth and remember peace on earth and goodwill to all men. Now pledge that you are an instrument for His will. See that you are a channel to do His will, to bring His kingdom on earth as it is in heaven. See your peace that you receive from the brilliant light is on the earth. It penetrates every individual and the earth. Feel the earth and slowly re-enter your body and withdraw from filling the earth and all the continents, the continent you are in, the country, the state, the province, the city, the house, and the room that you are in, and you come back to your body. In this process, we have expanded our consciousness to cover the universe, but we return to our body. Although we have a universal approach, we live and act where we are in the present. We become a channel for God, who is the universe, but we act locally, think universally, but act locally. Now gently open your eyes, returning to the external world, and know that those who meditate on God are in the world but not of it. And you have met the energy of the Lord and are filled with it now. Let it flow through you to others. Be a channel for His will. Do not let them take you to Maya, the illusion of separation from God. You take them to God. Oneness with God, Spirit, Atman. Hari Om Shri Hung, Om Nam Kevala. After you have recognized that stillness, then you can stay with that recognition and realize it all through the day without needing formal meditation. If the rhythm somehow is lost, just go back to the mantra until the rhythm returns. Hari Om Shri Hung, Om Nam Kevala. Salam, everyone. All thanks to God for this time together.